Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the World Unity Radio Network. I am your DJ, DJ Ryan James, and we're here just to have some good old fun. Tonight I'm going to do a little, just going to be running for about an hour today, and we're going to do kind of a tribute to rock. A lot of the songs that I'll be playing today will have a story behind them, but on this first one, nope. So here we go.
We'll be right back.
That was Ozzy Osbourne with Crazy Train. Yeah, this is a crazy thing called life, and you gotta ride that train. So that's why I picked that song to start off with today, because like I said, you know, we live this crazy, we live in this crazy world, and we have to drive the crazy train, and people think we're crazy for loving who we love. Good afternoon, everybody. I am DJ Ryan James, and you are listening to, I believe, is the premier child love radio station on the internet. There have been two or three other boy love radio stations, but I believe this is the first one that will actually, in the long run, cater to not only boy lovers, but girl lovers and child lovers alike. I am personally a boy lover myself, but hopefully in the near future we will work to have some DJs who are of other orientations, such as the girl lovers and child lovers, so we can mix things up a little bit. The next song we're going to play today just kind of has a little funny little story to it. There was a time when this is actually a song that one of the favorites of a lot of my young friends growing when I was younger, in my late teens and early 20s. A lot of my nephews and cousins, they all really love this song, love this band, and they'd always love it when I pulled up in my car and had it blaring in the with my car stereo. But the funny story is that there was one time me and my mom, where we were driving down the road. I had the windows down, the song came on, I turned the radio up really loud to hear it, and she, you know, kind of hollers at me because she's, you know, one of those older types that don't like loud music, don't like to hear it loud, but she tolerated it, but she kind of hollers, like, you know, kind of hollering at me saying, well, why do you have to play the music so loud? And we were at a stoplight when all the song was playing, and there were a couple of young boys on the corner, street corner there, waiting for, I believe they were waiting for the school bus or getting dropped off from the school bus. And it was funny because they heard the music coming from my radio, and they started listening to it and started dancing in it in the middle of the sidewalk. And like I said, my mom had asked me why you have to play the music so loud, and I just pointed to those little boys and I said, that's why. I kind of had a laugh out of it. You know, my mom kind of really, at the time, didn't really understand that, you know, that I was a boy lover yet. But that's the reason why I played it loud, and that's the, you know, and it kind of got her kind of reacting to it. But she, she tolerates it when I listen to the music loud. But anyways, I'm going to stop rambling, and here we go with a little bit of Linkin Park, In the End.
It starts with one thing. I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to explain in due time. All I know, time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock takes life away. It's so unreal. Didn't look out below. Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on to, didn't even know. Or wasted it all just to watch you. Everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to be will eventually be a memory of a time when I tried so hard and got so far. But in the end, it doesn't even matter. I had to fall to lose it all. But in the end, it doesn't even matter.
One thing
should know. I've put my trust in you, pushed as far as I can go. For all this, there's only one thing you should know. I tried so hard and got so far, but in the end, it doesn't even matter. Too far to lose it all, but in the end, it doesn't even matter. And
that was Linkin Park with In the End. That cut off a little half a second too early. I always loved that song, and obviously a lot of my young friends also loved that song and loved to hear it. And it always seemed to be one of those songs that everybody was able to get up and sing and dance to it and have a good fun. But yeah. Anyways, next song I'm going to play... It doesn't really have anything to do with any of my young friends. There's no real big story to it. It was a song I really liked, and you could actually hear it in a great movie that starred a amazing actor by the name of Haley Joel Osment. He was a middle school boy and living in Las Vegas, and he created a movement, as it would, as some people would put it, and it actually ended up being something in real life. And there's actually an actual organization out there created, I believe, because of this movie. Or maybe the organization was already there and the movie was created because of it. Who knows? But this song was great. When his father decided to show up one day out of the blue, and he was a drunk and an asshole and all that other good shit. But I always liked this song, and this song kind of puts me in a place that I'd like to play it when there's times where I'm feeling down, and it, you know, kind of helps me to get my feelings out, and I sing it out loud and just scream and yell and everything else. But there's also another one that a lot of my young friends tend to like. For some reason, I tended to have the young friends that liked a lot more of the rock than they did the hip-hop and the pop and all that other stuff. But here we go. We're going to do a little bit of Papa Roach. Maybe.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing. Don't give a fuck if I cut my arm. Suffocation, no breathing. Don't give a fuck if I cut my arm bleeding. Do you even care if I die bleeding? Would it be wrong, would it be right? It was on my leg tonight. Chances are that I might. Mutilation out of sight. And I'm contemplating suicide. And I was empty within. Hungry, feeding on chaos and living in sin. Devil's spiral, where do I begin? It all started when I lost my mother. No love for myself and no love for another. Searching to find a love upon a higher level. Finding nothing but questions and devils. We'll
That was Papa Roach, Last Resort. As I said before the song, you know, there's been times where I've actually felt that way, and that song has actually helped me a lot to just kind of push those feelings aside and know that, you know, there are other people out there that have the same thoughts and feelings, and that they have people to help them and give them the strength they need. And I've been lucky enough to have enough support in my life to give me the strength that I've needed to move on when I felt all was lost and wasn't worth living anymore. Anyways, like I said, I tend to be a little emotional at times. And that movie that I explained, as people had mentioned in the chat, that was from Pay It Forward. Very emotional movie. Every time I watch it, I cry, and there's even times where, when I'm talking about the movie, I tend to cry. Excuse me. And good fun. So, but let's continue on with the rock. This next song is nothing really special. It's just a song that I liked when I was a little bit younger. I had a hard time finding it for a long time, but I was able to find it. So here we go with a little bit of Green Day, Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
walk this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one.
And that was Green Day, Boulevard of Broken Dreams. Again, that was just a kind of a song that I liked when I was younger, and not too young, I mean my late teens, you know, because it was like, what, late 90s, early 2000s that that song came out. But, yeah. Next song I'm going to play is actually a really good song that I liked when I was actually a lad myself, in my, probably in the 8 to 10 range, to be exact. It was actually the first song I had ever heard by this band, and it actually got me hooked on this band that I'm going to play. So, yeah. So, here we go. I'm just going to go right into it. Again, this is the first time I ever heard this song. This is the first song I ever heard by this band, and made me a fan for life. Yeah. Again, that was Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle. Again, that was the first song that I had ever heard by that band back in the late 80s, I believe it was. Great song, and still is a classic today, along with the other songs from that album, the Appetite for Destruction album, like Paradise City, and a few others. I'm not really worried about naming them off, but yeah. The next couple songs I'm going to do, they actually have a pretty good story to them. They were actually two of the favorite songs of one of the closest YFs that I ever had, young friends that I ever had. He was a young boy that I was matched with while I was when I did the Big Brothers and Big Sisters program before I got in trouble and got kicked out of the program, did 5.5 years on probation. Long story short, it sucked. I never got to speak to him again. And when I tried to reconnect, I wasn't received well on that one. So who knows what was told to him and everything else. But these were two of his favorite songs. The first one, it was one I actually borrowed the CD off of his mom and made a copy of it. So I had a copy of it because I liked the song, and I wanted to be able to listen to it in my car and everything else, and so she let me copy it and listen to it. And we'd always sing it to back and forth to each other and have fun and enjoy it. But here we go. We're going to play a little Nickelback with How You Remind Me.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me of what I really am. It's not like you say sorry. A wound's bleeding on a different story. This time I'm mistaken for letting you a heart worth breaking. And I've been wrong. I've been down. Been to the bottom of every bottle. Do spot words in my head. Scream while we haven't fun yet. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, no. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, no. It's not like you didn't know that. I said I love you and I swear I still do. And it must have been so bad. Living with me must have damn near killed you. And this is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me. Stealing, and this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me. This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me of what I really am. It's not like you say sorry. A wound's bleeding on a different story. Breaking, and I've been wrong, I've been down, been to the bottom.
And again, that was Nickelback with How You Remind Me. Again, as the story goes, it was just one of the songs that my special YF would really love to listen to, and we'd always listen to it in the car. As Zoom Zoom mentioned in the chat, yes, it is one of my favorite, all-time favorite songs. I do tend to overplay it, but it's just one that has a lot of sentimental value to me, so I always listen to it. Another song that I like to listen to is another one that he always enjoyed. We always used to sing it to each other, especially the one part where he, the band basically saying, you know, saying "shut up, shut up, shut up" when I'm talking to you. We'd always sing that. We'd always yell that back and forth to each other, and it's kind of funny because there's been times where he'd want to talk to me, and I wouldn't shut up, and he would literally sing the words to that song, that part of the song, to me to get me to listen, so he could speak for a few minutes. But anyways, here we go. Yep. Another one of my special young friend's favorite songs. Here's One Step Closer by Linkin Park. And that was Linkin Park, One Step Closer. That was one of the songs, another one of the songs that my special young friend used to love, as well as a lot of my other young friends that I've had when I was in my late teens, early 20s. I had a really nice, well, I wouldn't say a nice car, but it was an older car, big-bodied Oldsmobile, and had a really nice big engine in it, and I also had a couple of subwoofers in the back with a nice amp pushing them. So a lot of the rock music and hip-hop music that I would play would have a nice bang to it, and especially with The Rock, a lot of them love to listen to it, and they'd love to hear me coming down the road. I'd crank the music up, come down the road, and they'd all come out to say hi to me and hang out with me and have fun and all that. Those were the days, though. I've lived through a lot. I've done a lot. I've made a lot of mistakes. I've paid for those mistakes, and unfortunately, for some of those mistakes, I will be paying for the rest of my life. But I've learned to live with it and move on and do what I can to make things right, as I guess you can say. I wouldn't know. I'm doing good today, obviously. I have a child love website at theworldunity.net, as well as this radio station, worldunityradio.net. And I also have two amazing young friends, special young friends. And when I say special, I do not mean sexual in any way. Just they are the closest you can be to me. I'm closest to them as close to them as can be without being sexual. For me, it was always you have your young friends. The young friends are the general boys you hang out with, spend time with, enjoy, fleeting moment, all that stuff. I've had a lot of those throughout the years. Special young friends are those ones that you go out of your way to spend time with, and they generally own a large part of your heart. Those are the ones that, are special. Those are the ones you would choose them over any of your other young friends. Kind of like a best friend type thing. And then if they ever moved, which never has for me, unfortunately, I guess, legally, fortunately, emotionally, unfortunately, it moves on to the very special young friend, which is then when you start getting into the boyfriend relationship, I guess you can call it. I don't know, but the very special young friends usually meant for me that there was a sexual portion to the relationship. Never got that to that point for me. They've always been either young friends or special young friends, and as far as special young friends, I would say I've had three. Four. So we're just going to go ahead and play a couple of rock songs real quick. There's no real rhyme or reason for them. They're just good songs. First one here is just one that I liked from the 90s, I believe it was. But here we go with some Kid Rock.
Shut up.
Kid Rock, Ba Wanted Ba. Never understood what that really meant, but it was a good rock song and had a good beat, and like Zoom Zoom said, you can just mosh lovingly to it. again, it's, you know, just having fun doing a little bit of rock. And you can see there's a rock theme going on today. A lot of the rock songs that I've been playing have been music that I enjoyed as a young boy myself, as well as music that a lot of my young friends have enjoyed or loved to listen to when we hung out and when I took them out and to the movies or just driving around or laser tag or anything like that. It was music they liked to listen to just whenever we were together. Next song, though, is something that I've always enjoyed, a song that I've always enjoyed, and couple people had mentioned about this band a couple days ago when I was talking about doing my show and doing a rock show. They've really enjoyed this band, so we're going to go ahead and play it as a dedication to all the fans out there. so here we go. We're going to do a little Pink Floyd, Another Brick in the Wall.
Scribblings? A secret chord? No. Poems, no less. Poems, everybody! The lad here reckons himself a poet. Money, get back. I'm all right, Jack. Keep your hands off my stack. New car, caviar, four-star daydream. Think I'll buy me a football team. Absolute rubbish, laddie. Get on with your work. Repeat after me. An acre is the area of a rectangle whose length is one furlong and whose width is one foot.
rectangle whose length is 1 foot and whose width is 1 foot.
And that was Pink Floyd with Another Brick in the Wall. I never actually saw that music video. I'm going to have to YouTube it now. I mean, I did rip it to get the song for today's show. But, yeah, that was another song that I liked. And like I said, again, that one kind of went out to all the Pink Floyd fans and Pink Floyd fans that mentioned that Pink Floyd was the shit. A couple days ago when I talked about doing my show, and I figured I'd play one for them. Played some Pink Floyd for them. Anyways, moving on. Next song is one that I used to play a lot when I would go over to my cousin's house again. I had, like I said, I had the Oldsmobile with the big engine, big subwoofers, loud music, custom stereo, all that good stuff. They always seemed to enjoy it when I played this song. I'd pop the trunk because I had a band pass box, which is kind of like a sealed box with ports on the side, so that even when you had a trunk open, you could still it would still sound good and sound decent. But they loved to listen to this song, and I'd turn it up, crank it, open all the doors and the trunk and everything, and just crank the music. But here we go with a little bit of Limp Bizkit.
It's just one of those days when you don't want to wake up. Everything is fucked, everybody sucks. You don't really know why, but you want to justify ripping someone's head off. No human contact, and if you interact, your life is on contract. Your best bet is to stay away, motherfucker. It's just one of those days.
And that was Limp Bizkit. I forget what song it was. But anyways, that was Break Stuff. brain fart there for a moment. Again, that was one of the songs that my cousins like to listen to a lot. My cousins and their friends. Crank it up real loud, let them listen to it and all that, have all that fun. Next song, again, is just another one that the young friends, cousins, their friends, they all like to listen to it. I was actually very popular when I was in my with the boys when I was in my late teens, early 20s. Because I would spend time with them and, you know, do activities with them, play football, stuff like that. Take them out to the movies, take them out to play laser tag, taking them to the parks, picking them up from school when mom and dad couldn't. Used to have all that fun and stuff before I got in trouble, and all the parents loved me. I remember taking one time I offered to take a couple of my cousins to see one of the new Harry Potter movies when it first came out. And next thing I know, we went from having two of my cousins to my two cousins and six of their friends. By myself, no less. That was a fun night. but we all enjoyed the movie, and all the kids were actually very well behaved. So it made things a lot easier on me. But yeah, I'm rambling again as always. But here we go. Again, another song that they like to listen to. Here is some Three Doors Down with Kryptonite.
The
was Three Doors Down with Kryptonite. I'm actually a few minutes over my allotted hour time, but again, this is my radio station, so I can do whatever the fuck I want. but I am going to be cutting it short. I mean, I am going to be cutting it off here in just a few minutes. Just want to remind everybody, you know, thank you again for tuning in, the ones that did tune in, and know that this show will also be up on the archive within the next day or so. So anybody that missed it, you can let them know that they can go into the worldunityradio.net/archive and pull up the current date, and it will play the show for them through the website. You might even be able to get it through VLC or any other media if you can get the link for the song itself. The show itself. Again, thank you everybody for listening in today. Let everybody know, you know, I talked about a lot of the personal stuff today. Played a lot of rock, a lot of hard music, a lot of emotional music. Even when, you know, it doesn't really pertain to you, it still can leave an emotional effect on you. Know that, you know, there are people out there to help, you know, that are willing to help. Don't get self down. Don't, you know, if you're feeling you're getting to the point where you just want to end it all, reach out to somebody. There are hotlines you can call. There are people online you can talk to. If you are struggling with your sexuality as a boy lover, girl lover, child lover, whatever, you know, reach out to the boards, reach out to, you know, one of us. You know, there are many people on many, there are many boards out there. You have Young City, you have World Unity, you have, as far as for the boy lovers, you got Boy Moment, Boys Magical Wonderland, BLOL, BLO, hopefully eventually Enchanted Island comes back. But there is always that support out there, as long as you're willing and you want the help, there are people to help you. Reach out to me anytime. You know, DJ Ryan James, or excuse me, Ryan James at world-unity.net. DJ Ryan James at World Unity Net Radio, worldunityradio.net. Ryan James 6878 is my Skype. You can catch me on Discord. You can catch me on Telegram. I'm on Telegram. I'm online. I'm on Talks, you know. Message me after the show and I'll give you my Talks ID. Anything, you know, just, you know, reach out to somebody. Suicide is something that's just it's a short-term solution to a larger problem. I thought about it many a times, and you know, when I did get arrested back in 2005 and found out that I would never see my special young friend again, I literally told the police officer to put his gun to my head and just shoot me right now, because I didn't want to live. Needless to say, I ended up on suicide watch in the jail that night, which sucked it sucked balls, but it gave me time to think about things and made me realize that there's more to life. There's, you know, yeah, it's going to be hard to move on, but we as humans have that strength to move on. And, you know, as long as we're willing to try, anything is possible. Excuse me, I'm getting a little emotional here. Again, like I said, I just want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening. Thank you. One thing I had mentioned when I did my New Year's show is one of my New Year's resolutions was to work to bring all the boards together in one shape or form, either it be a single login, which seems to be a big thing that a lot of people would like, a lot of the community members would like to see. Or even a single unified chat room for everybody. As far as the latter, we've actually already started doing that. We have actually already started doing that. We have gotten in we, as the administrators of World Unity, have actually gotten together with the administrators at Young City, and we have created a unified chat room to where members of Young City can chat with members of World Unity, and members of World Unity can chat with members of Young City and not have to leave their home boards. Eventually, I'd like to get all the other boards on board with this unified chat room. It may take some time. It may, you know, it's going to take time, it's going to take effort, and it's going to take trust, among other things. But it is a step in the right direction, and I want to thank the administration of Young City for giving World Unity the opportunity to work to bring the community together. And all this is actually kind of leading into my last song. It was kind of funny because there's a kind of a funny story to it. I went to when me and my boyfriend went to went on vacation a couple years back. We went to Florida to Universal Studios, and we were catching a shuttle back to the hotel we were staying in. And this song started coming on. You know, this next song came on the radio because we had a cool driver that let us listen to music while we were riding there, and this song came on, and I just kind of started bopping to the beat and started singing it kind of quiet, and all of a sudden people started seeing me, and they all started singing with me and dancing with me, and next thing you know, we had the entire shuttle, men, women, children, anybody who knew the words to this song, and most of them did, started singing. And I think it's really cool that, you know, even in something as simple as a shuttle ride from the theme park back to the hotel, people were able to come together. You know, with one, even if it's one single little thing in common, such as the love of this song. With that being said, again, anytime, you know, reach out to somebody, talk to somebody, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Because there are people out there who are willing to help and who love to do it. Even if you just need somebody to vent to talk to, just remember, there is always somebody out there, and there is always someone to lean on. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.
Just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'd understand. We all need somebody to lean on. Lean on me. We are not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on.
Lean on me.
For it won't be long till I'm gonna need
somebody to lean on.
There is a love you have to bear.
Friend. Oh, baby, now.
Call me
when you need a friend.
Call.